Hello, anyone? Good morning. My name is Lapo Sergi. I am the chairman of the APCE Group. We are an Italian fine art transport and shipping company. We are located in Rome, Florence, Milan, and Venice. And so today I'll speak about the challenges of shipping in Venice. I guess I can do this in Italian?
No.
No. So, so I will read a text. I will show you some pictures and I will help myself with some Italian gestures as well. It's a cliche. Okay. Here we go. Venice is a unique city due to its peculiar morphology. It was built on the water and it's constituted by a group of 100 islands linked by countless bridges. Actually, someone counted them and there are 409. Thanks, Discovery Channel. Venice is located in an area called Lagoon of Venice, which makes sense. A little bit of history. During the Roman Empire, Venice was made up of regions we know now as Veneto, Friuli, Trentino, and Istria. Geographical features, such as the Adriatic Sea on the southern border and several broad rivers in the territory, worked together to produce changes over time. The result was a swampy environment with many lagoons, pretty similar to here in New Orleans. We don't have alligators, too. It was a dynamic ecosystem which was halfway between the relatively stable island environment and the marine environment, inhabited by fishermen called salinari. With the waves of Germanic and Hun invasions around the 6th century, this area became a refuge for those who saw their land and property at the mercy of the invaders. During this period, the current lagoon of Venice greatly increased its population. The Adriatic Sea, like many other seas, undergoes movements of water masses that rise and fall, reaching the lagoon of Venice with an almost regular flux, with ups and downs every 6 hours and a stop of 1 hour in between. The wind and the atmospheric pressure variations can modify this delicate equilibrium. If the tide doesn't go down by the scheduled time, when it rises again, it generates the high tide phenomenon, which in Italian is called acqua alta. This phenomenon will be restrained by the MOS project, started in 2003 and now almost finished. MOS, acronym for Experimental Electromechanical Module, the acronym, of course, it's in Italian. In Italian it works. is a project intended to protect the city of Venice and the Venetian lagoon from flooding. The project is an integrated system consisting of rows of mobile gates installed at the Lido, Malamocco, and Chioggia inlets that are able to temporarily isolate the Venetian lagoon from the Adriatic Sea during high tides. Together with other measures, such as coastal reinforcement, the raising of quaysides, and the paving and improvement of the lagoon, MOSE is designed to protect Venice and the lagoon from tides up to 10 feet. As said, MOSE consists of rows of mobile gates at the three inlets. There will be a total of 78 gates divided in 4 barriers. Under normal tidal conditions, the gates are full of water and rest in their housing structures. When high tide is forecast, compressed air is pushed into gates to empty them of water, causing them to rotate on the hinges and rise up until they emerge above the water to stop the tide from entering the lagoon. When the tide drops, the gates are filled with water again and return to their housing. The mobility in Venice is developed into 2 systems. The main system is the waterways, because all the buildings have the main entrance facing the water, and the secondary system is the pedestrian walkways. Among the main waterways, we can point out, we have a pointer, so we can do that. Here it is, the Canal Grande, 55 yards wide and 15 feet deep, which divides the city of Venice in 2 parts, and is crossed by four large bridges. And then the much larger Giudecca Canal, which is 28 yards wide and 50 feet deep, which separates the Venice Island from the Giudecca Island, and there's no connection bridges. The traffic flow in these wide canals and in the water perimeter around Venice, and it's much more bigger than in the rest of the internal canals, which sometimes are very small, up to 3 yards wide and 3 feet deep, so very little. Okay. Because there are no roads for trucks or cars in Venice, goods must stop in the suburban areas and transfer it from road transport to boat transport. These areas are equipped with loading and unloading devices. From the dock, the goods are loaded in various types of boats with different carrying capacities. Our specific area of expertise concerning the outward transportation requires a careful consideration of the type of boat to choose, and this decision is linked to the final destination of the artworks. Safety measures, like straps, tie rods, hooks, and A-frames, need to be put in place for the protection of the crates during the water transit. These arrangements are not common procedures, but are performed by companies who have a deep knowledge in art handling in Venice. Boats and vessels equipped with cranes are often employed for heavy lifting. The weights must be compensated during the unloading of the crates on the ground because the boats, being in water, are subjected to movement and stresses during this stage. The possible solution in this case are to choose an oversized boat with respect of the weight of the crate to minimize the drifting, or to arrange some counterweights on the opposite side of the unloading, or employ such high-tech boats with mobile tanks to compensate for the drifting by loading them on the opposite side with water. Here in this slide, we have on the left a traditional boat. So when the load is unloaded, the boat tends to shift out from the dock. And this one on the right is a tank boat. So if the tank is filled, the boat can compensate the weight shifting. Companies who manage the handling of artworks need to prevent any issue which may arise, to carefully plan and organize every single detail, but also possess adequate resources, equipment, and trained team. The planning of a transport in Venice must take into consideration a number of variables. The itinerary of the crates containing the artworks needs to be planned in detail, and the weather forecast must always be checked in advance. There's no stress for the load, as the boats are pretty big and usually sail at reduced speed to avoid waves, so the movement is only a slight swaying motion. With heavy rain, the transport is usually postponed, and the crates are covered with special clothes and a protective coating because there are no closed boats in Venice. Therefore, the weather is a crucial element to consider. When transporting artworks via waterways, yeah, this is a problem, yes. At times, the volume of the cargo is not compatible, as you can see, with the bridge height along the chosen path. The solution in this case could be to divide the load by making more trips. Maybe you transport first the smallest one, or use the previously said high-tech boats equipped with the tanks that can be filled with large amount of water, and so increasing the boat's weight facilitate the passage under the bridges. Or sometimes the best solution is just wait and wait for the low tide. But don't wait too much, otherwise you can remain stranded. Okay, Pedestrian walkways. Now let's talk about pedestrian walkways. After the choice of the most suitable type of boat for the transport, unloading and pedestrian routes must be considered with special attention to dimension for the passengers with respect to the crates, which could be a problem, and weight of the crates on the pavement. The pavement in Venice is made for pedestrians and not for heavy loads. Under the ground in Venice, there's water flowing in a pipeline network. Therefore, when weights are heavy, special trolleys with the rubber wheels are usually employed, together with supplementary wooden panels, with the aim of redistributing weight and avoiding damages to the ends in paving stones. This operation needs to be carried out at times in which there are no people or tourists passing, of course, for their own and our own safety. After the water transport, during the transfer of the artworks on the ground and inside the exhibition venues, which could be mansions or historical buildings, you could face other problems as building suitable routes to overcome stairs and obstacles in general, or maybe you may be forced to enter through the window of the buildings because the doors or the stairs are too narrow, or scaffoldings may need to be put in place to deliver directly to the upper floor. So sometimes you are forced to deliver the artworks directly to the upper floors using a crane if there is any other viable solution. As you can see, living in Venice is certainly beautiful, but working there may be very challenging sometimes. Thanks.